What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Shador has a oblique strain, unlikely to practice or unlikely to play this weekend against the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, because there were some shenanigans from you in the first segment, we didn't fully get into what does Shador's strain injury mean for this quarterback kerfuffle. And I think Ross actually, who's joining us in about an hour and 20 minutes, kind of put it perfectly, like three quarterbacks getting hurt from a four quarterback derby when you're not allowed to hit the quarterbacks sure feels like a how the hell is this happening?
Yeah, it feels like a very Brown story of sorts, right? Now that we have to dip into potentially the seventh quarterback on this roster for this season already.
Who do you want as a seventh quarterback? Should we just wild card it?
I mean, you know, the ball boys that were catching passes for Shador, maybe they'll get their opportunity now.
Is Josh Dobbs under contract?
Maybe.
We bring the Pastronaut back?
Maybe. I don't really. The sad part about it is I look at him the same way I look at Tyler Huntley. It's like every rep that's taken is just one that really doesn't matter.
What about Brian Hoyer?
Sure, if you want to do that, go ahead.
Hey, camp arm, help out, and maybe you'll start week 17.
Your guy, Chase Daniel, get some. You want to talk about quarterbacks all the time?
Diana, I can't do the podcast, Diana.
Diana.
I'm the camp arm.
The Browns
Diana,
call.
What are we doing?
Browns finally called. I'm back.
I'm probably going to start half the season, Diana.
So this is not great for the development of Shador Sanders, potentially positioning himself to be second out of the gate here, or really first out of the gate, but the second quarterback on the Browns depth chart. I really thought after Friday it was building momentum. We'll see what happens with Dylan Gabriel on Saturday. But the same thing I said, I can't be the person that yesterday said Gabriel and Kenny Pickett have hurt themselves drastically because their best thing right now, or the thing that they need to have going for them, is availability, and neither one of them had it. And then turn around and watch Shador get injured and say this is all hunky dory and on the up and up, because it just isn't.
I just think that all three injuries have really let the Browns off the hook for what has been just an up and down quarterback battle, and disingenuous at points, poorly run at other points. The idea that they have stuck to their guns just a little bit, like I think this is going to allow them to just kind of waltz in, give Joe the job, and no one's going to question it because quarterback injuries. When in reality, the only one of real note, I mean, like the real injury that I think put the kibosh on this quarterback search was Kenny Pickett, meaning it was never truly a four-way quarterback battle in the first place, which it probably should have been, because I'll say it again for the one bazillionth time, the quarterbacks are Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shador Sanders. That's a dubious battle, whether it's a two-way battle or a four-way battle.
I mean, it felt like Flacco had the upper hand to begin with, and no one did anything to threaten that, and because of the injuries, no one even had a chance to. I do wonder at the end of the day if they would have opened it up and we would have had a real chance if we'd seen all these guys. But now we just have too many games, too many practices missed among the three that we're trying to compete.
I think inevitably it's turning out how the Browns want it, though.
I think so too. They wanted Flacco to start.
Well, the two most important things.
We talked a lot about the idea that they wanted Kenny Pickett to start. We wanted Flacco to start.
No. I think they wanted one of the veterans to start.
Okay.
And that was fait accompli. One of them was going to start. It's not the one that I think they wanted in their heart of hearts, but Joe being healthy is good for them. And then two, I think they wanted Dylan to be the right guy at the right time to be healthy. Dylan, provided that he plays and is able to play half the game or more on Saturday, no matter how he plays, him using this with Kenny Pickett out, which we believe is the case, it hasn't been officially updated yet, but him being able to steal the backup quarterback job from Kenny Pickett this week by playing well this weekend. All right, yeah, they want to see Dylan Gabriel before they see Shador. This allows that to happen. They probably want Dylan to be the backup over Kenny Pickett because that takes one guy off the roster, so you're only housing three quarterbacks, and they wanted a veteran to start, and Joe's going to start. So I think this lined up as well as Kevin Stefanski could want because, like, there's nothing new that's going to happen between after this Saturday till the season opens, where Shador, in the eyes of fans, can leapfrog Dylan Gabriel for the backup. So you're going to be able to have your whoopee. Dylan's going to be able to see the field first.
Here's why I'm not happy about it, though, is because I wanted to be able to have Dylan see the, if I'm Stefanski, that is, I wanted to have Dylan see the field first, and it was because Dylan had been awesome and had earned it the entire stretch of the way and looked the part and everything else. Like you want to be able to, the saddest thing about a four-man competition is you want to be able, at the end of the day, to be able to actually stack these guys up, not based off of injuries, but based off of what you saw. And if at the end of this right now, on Saturday night, let's say, he comes out with the depth chart and it's Flacco 1 and then Dylan's number 2. It's like, okay, it felt like we called it a little bit early even within that, but it's not because Dylan was awesome.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Smart can be biased. And so every time we've questioned the quarterback derby, which is literally our job, just so you guys know.
Yeah.
Every time we've questioned it, it's been, well, but Kevin's smart. Yes, fair. I think Kevin is a smart person. But if you're a smart person who has a bias in a situation where you should just let it play out, you can lead yourself to some dumb things. And I think there's been this pass that Kevin has got. And we talked with Dustin, who was in earlier recording spots.
Yeah, yeah.
Dustin's done this. I've heard him. We talked about it earlier today. He's like, Kevin's a smart guy. I'm like, that doesn't mean anything to me. He's been a smart guy. They went 3-14 last year.
Smart guys make dumb decisions too. That does happen.
Yeah, well, but smart and biased becomes a very complicated line to walk. And oh, by the way, I don't know that what Kevin's idyllic solution of this quarterback battle is the same as Andrew Berry's. And from Andrew Berry's to Paul DePodesta, from DePodesta to Haslam's. And so there's a lot of things at play here. Like, okay, I think Flacco into Dylan Gabriel is exactly how, or not exactly, but as close to exactly how Kevin Stefanski would want to draw it up. But this idea about, I mean, even talking about like, oh, it's so hard to do a four-man quarterback battle, they didn't.
No, they really didn't.
No, because
Kenny of the injuries,
Pickett,
they really didn't.
Well, because of Kenny Pickett specifically, they haven't had to run a four-man quarterback battle since Ford practices into camp.
If anything, it might even justify it to themselves, not to us, but to them, that the four quarterback battle is what they needed to do because they were accounting for injuries.
But it's interesting because I've heard fans say this too. I've heard fans, hey, these guys are smart. Let them do, it's like they're coming off 3-14. ESPN has their high and low of this season. The high looks great if they can win 9 games. The low's 4 games. And that's a real possibility. And even if I meet Ashley Bastock, who had those same parameters, by the way,
mm-hmm.
Even if I meet her in the middle where she's like, I think somewhere in the middle is most likely. Let's go 7 wins. 7 wins still isn't good when you're going to be one step farther away, because I'm assuming 7 wins doesn't all of a sudden turn Shador or Dylan Gabriel into a franchise quarterback of the future. So like, I just continue to come back to this of like, the Browns don't deserve the benefit of the doubt, especially how they've handled this quarterback situation where in certain circumstances, it feels like their biases are in play, and that has no business in this quarterback room.
All right, so if we buy into their biases, and we have the entire stretch of the way, but if we buy into their biases, this is why this is critical for the Shedeur Sanders fan, the news today, and then watching the idea that he's not going to be able to play on Saturday. If he can't overtake Dylan Gabriel the way that we're suggesting, it seems like it'll be hard to do. Joe Flacco's going to start the season, and he'll get, what, 6, 7, 8, 9 games somewhere in that stretch, and then it's Dylan out of the gate. And even if Dylan vomits all over his shoes and cannot play the position, looks like DTR, what is that worth, 3 games, maybe 4 games, somewhere in that stretch? The point is, it's not enough time for Shedeur to show them before 2026 draft that he could be the guy.
Well, but I think...
You ran out of games.
So I think because the Browns, and Kevin specifically, the whole point is, I got to give these guys a chance to win. It's putting more pressure on a situation to win, where winning might just not be that feasible. Maybe winning early, maybe a little bit of success might be doable, but across 18 weeks, it's going to be really hard to consistently win with where this roster is and where this quarterback room is. So you're forcing me to grade you on a higher curve than it should be. The starting quarterbacks should be Joe Flacco. Okay, that feels combustible given his age and given his skill set.
Also, that does nothing for the future in evaluating these guys. And the problem with the scenario is if Shador's missing games now in practices, how is he possibly going to have enough time to even showcase that he can be the guy?
Okay, but then specific to Dylan Gabriel, you've put him on a pedestal. With your actions, you've put him on a pedestal no matter what the results are in practice. Every time there's been a debate about how he's looked in practice, it's come down to those numbers don't have context. You don't know what you're looking at. Well, your ass better know what you're looking at. If Dylan Gabriel's first off the bench in lieu of Joe Flacco, and he looks like Kaka, and Saturday's so important for this, you better do everything you can. You better script this one up like it's the stinking Super Bowl. Because if he looks like crap after several weeks of not looking good or unplayable in practice, people aren't going to let you get to week 6 when you want to go ahead and plug Dylan Gabriel in there. And by the way, he better look damn good then, too.
Here's what they're going to do. They're going to go with the same rhetoric they've been going for the entire time. You don't see what's going on behind closed doors. You can't tell with the computer processing ability that Dylan Gabriel has the way that we can. Like they went to the things that we haven't been able to see and haven't been able to tell, and so they'll spin it whatever way they want to, and in that 6 weeks, they'll make the suggestion that Shedeur Sanders just wasn't ready to play football games, and Dylan Gabriel was. The problem with the scenario is that if you got 11 games by the time Joe Flacco is done with the first 6, it's just not enough games to be able to judge both of those guys on what their prospects are for the future.
216-474-0092. Do you trust the Browns with the quarterback process? It's not all their fault. The injuries are real, but this thing has been wonky and prone to a little bit of bias in a way that I think has then brought out the counter bias by fans, because I think there's a lot of people saying, I don't trust how you're doing this. This doesn't feel legit. That's the one thing it needed to feel. It's the easiest thing you could have done to make it feel legit. And instead, it feels like a lot of window dressing and a bridge to Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, and potentially not a whole lot of success.
Well, Jason, and the noise, Nick, sorry. The noise could have been so loud if he had played awesome Shedeur, that is, in the joint practices and then the second preseason game, and then carried that into the third preseason game as well. But it's just not going to be loud enough now.
Jason Stanford, former Indians pitcher, Guardians analyst, joins us in 5 minutes. We'll get his take on the red hot Gardos. How real is it? In 5 minutes with Jason Stanford on 92.3 The Fan. To talk all things Gardos, maybe a little bit of football. The man likes to dabble. He's very diverse in his sports love. You know him, you love him. Former Indians pitcher, Guardians analyst Jason Stanford joins us on the Fan hotline right now. What's up, Stanny?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's it going?
Oh, we're doing all right here. Enjoying this run of the Guardians, where it looks like you've got one of the three best offenses in baseball. Specific to what they're doing, do you think this is something they can keep up through the end of the regular season?
You're not the first.
I think right now, you know, when you look at it, it's August, and they're swinging the bats like they're supposed to. They're taking pitches, and they're getting their pitches that they want to see. And it does make a difference. A couple weeks ago, we were talking about the complete opposite. We're like, oh boy, like at the trade deadline, what are they going to do? You know, are they going to trade some big pieces? Are they looking for next year? And now, you know, they're one of the hottest teams in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, for the past month or so, you can argue they're the best team in the American League. And Jason, when we've seen this flip, I credit Vogt with a lot of just being able to hang in there after the couple of different things that have happened. The gambling situation, obviously, the 10-game losing streak. But they've also got a lot of help from some of these players as well. Who, in your opinion, has shined in the past month or so that you didn't see coming?
Well, I think the biggest thing for me is the consistency up and down the lineup. But one guy that stands out right now is Kyle Manzardo. You know, we can talk about Stephen Kwan, how he's had some issues, you know, with his wrist, and he hasn't looked great since the All-Star break, since the All-Star break. And then Jose Ramirez doing his thing all season long. But Kyle Manzardo, like, at any point in the game, if he's up and he gets a pitch he can handle, he can put out of the ballpark. And we haven't been able to say that for a long time other than, hey, Jose Ramirez is going to come up and, you know, if he gets his pitch, he's going to do damage like he always does. But you finally have another guy that's stepping up consistently.
Jason, Jose Ramirez, two more home runs in his last game there. It looks like we're staring dead down the barrel of another 30 for 30 season, as he's only five home runs away there. He's already got 30 stolen bases. We could potentially push for another go at a 40-40 season, which he fell just short of last year. I'm just, like, in terms of Jose, watching him do this at 32, just where are you with Jose and his greatness over the last 10 years?
Well, I think number one, with him being homegrown and coming up through the system and playing for this organization and given a hometown discount, you know, which some players talk about, he is just a different dynamic of a player, you know, and we have not seen somebody like this with the Indians / Guardians for a very long time. You know, in the 90s, you had Albert Bell, you had Manny Ramirez, you had Jim Thome, you had guys that were great, but I look at Jose Ramirez, he's not flashy. You know, he doesn't flash every. He's not the showboater, right? But what he does is so awesome to watch. And then everybody just jumps on his coattails. And you look at now, middle of August right now, they're a game out of the wild card. They're 5.5, 6 games out right now of first place, where if you would have asked me a month ago, I would have been like, no, let's move on to next year. But these guys have done a great job, and a lot of it is a testament to how great Jose Ramirez is. And I'm going to say it right now. He is a Hall of Famer in the making right now, if not already a Hall of Famer.
You mentioned the playoff odds, 28% according to Fangraphs to make the playoffs. I'm interested in the division for a couple reasons, but one, this would be the biggest divisional comeback in baseball history. At 1978 Yankees were 14 games behind the Red Sox on July 19th. They came back to win the AL East in a playoff. Like, this is historic if they were able to do this. Do you feel like they can?
Well, JP, if you had asked me, like I said, a month ago, where I think they were, what, 15 and a half out or 16 out at that point?
Yeah, 15 and a half, yeah.
Right. I would have said there is no chance. No way. But you watch these guys and they grind it out. You watch the pitching staff do their part. You watch the offense now be as hot as they are. And it is. Major League Baseball is so contagious. When one guy gets going, everybody else starts to feel that flow. The clubhouse is probably rocking every night right now. And right now, yes, 100%, they can catch the Tigers if they continue to pitch, right? I think that's the biggest thing. You know, go off of what Gavin did his last outing. He's going again tonight. Like, those things, they matter. And every out matters. Every pitch matters. Every at-bat matters now, because now it's under a microscope. And with them being, you know, most likely they're going to be 6 games out in a few minutes. You know, so when that happens, hey, you win tonight, you're still only 5 games out, and you play them 6 times. That's the greatest feat. You play them 6 times. Can you win that 6-game series coming down the stretch?
Jason Stanford on the Fan Hotline here, breaking down the latest with the Cleveland Guardians. Stephen Vogt, in his rookie year as a manager, won the Manager of the Year award. Do you think what he's doing this year, is this a better job of managing as compared to last year, or is that TBD?
I wouldn't say it's a better job. I would say it's a consistent job. You know, you come in as a first-year rookie manager, you take him to the playoffs. And, you know, you're competing against, you know, Goliath and the New York Yankees. And now you see, you know, what he's capable of doing. And I'm not going to give him any discredit by any means, because I was like, you know, these guys, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're kind of battling some injuries. And now all of a sudden he's pushing the right buttons. And I think that shows the growth, too, that every team is going to go through a losing streak at some point.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Point, whether it's a 3-game, 5-game, 10-game, you know, the Yankees, I think, went through, what, an 8-game losing streak. So, you know, when all of that plays out, what happens when you're going good? And it's showing right now that Steven is pushing the right buttons. I talked about it a couple weeks ago, you know, with Andy and Phelpsy about Carl Willis being, you know, a big-time support in that clubhouse too. And it does. It all plays together. But it's fun. It's fun to watch this team. I'm going to be there Saturday night watching these boys play against the Braves.
All right, a lot of positives. I do have to touch on some slight negatives here. What would you do with Carlos Santana? Another 0-for performance last night. He's not slugging at all. He's really not hitting at all. Like I got so much respect for him, but I also don't want to see him over the next month and a half as we're making a push, suck up a lot of at-bats that could be going to somebody else.
I think at this point, because he is a veteran and he's been around for a long time, you bring him into the office and you say, hey, Carlos, how about you help us be a cheerleader for the rest of the season? Stay in the clubhouse, be positive, help these young guys that we're going to bring up, and make a positive impact that way. Because I agree 100%. He's a detriment right now offensively. He's not giving you – I'm not going to say he's not giving you quality at-bats, but these at-bats can be going to some guys that are going to have longevity with this team. And who knows? You bring in, you know, a young player to give you maybe that little extra spark, and all of a sudden it's like instead of 5 games, now you're 3 games, now you're 2 games. Oh, by the way, now you just overtook Detroit because you got that little extra spark.
All right, Jason, we know you're not just a baseball guy. We know you love football as well. We learned that a lot last fall. I'm curious, what do you see as the highest potential wins for the Browns this year and the lowest potential wins for the Browns this year?
Oh, boy. All right, so I was listening all day, you know, but here's what I will say. I hope Shedeur Sanders is not hurt because I want to see him take the reins like no other quarterback has ever done in Cleveland Brown history and just basically to the whole community be like, get on my back. We're going to win a Super Bowl. Unfortunately, that's probably not going to happen. So low spectrum. I'll go with what they did last year. They won three games last year. I'll say low spectrum, three games. High spectrum, six games. I don't think offensively, you know, they have the juggernauts right now to get by. I think defensively, I think they're going to be great. But we also saw last year, if their defense is good early on, but then they're out there for, you know, 80 plays, 90 plays, 100 plays, they're going to get exhausted midway through the season.
All right, what's the latest you can tell us about your foundation, all the good work you guys are doing, bud?
Yes, sir. So Frontline of Field, we had our golf outing 2 weeks ago at Little Mountain Country Club. We raised over $20,000 that we're going to be giving back to the locals in the near future for mental health awareness and support and suicide prevention to our first responders locally and then also our local military and vets. We also partnered up just recently with Neopat, which is a veteran-based nonprofit organization. September 13th, if anybody is interested, we are having a bull-a-thon. It's called Battle of the Badges Bull-a-thon at Corner Alley downtown. You get 2 hours of bowling. You can win money for the department that you're supporting, you know, so whether it's a police department, a fire department, military, and then you also get two tickets to the Guards game that night. So a max of four players per team, but it's all on our website, frontlineoffield.org or our Facebook page. And it's just been awesome. Vanessa and I are having a blast doing it. Nick, I do have something for you, though, man.
Uh-oh.
This is going to be a good one. My Vanessa absolutely loves Amish people.
Mm. Well, actually, that's a JP thing. JP's in on the Amish as well.
I got an Amish house cleaner.
I know he is. Wait. I know JP loves them. But I got to bust your chops right now, man, because all I'm looking for is for all of us as families at some point to go to an Amish dinner if you're in.
I'm in. I'll eat their food. I just think the fact they've shunned electricity is a little bonkers in 2025, Jay.
Are we spinning an anti-Amish narrative around Nick right now? Jason, I'm definitely down. You know that.
Listen, if being hit on by my Amish nanny is going to get me in the like JP's dealing with here, where she's trying to get a sandwich, if that makes me anti-Amish because I just don't have an Amish housekeeper,
just a house cleaner.
Yeah. I mean then I guess I'm Amish anti-Amish. That's hard to say.
I've never heard you stumble through so much in 30 seconds there.
I feel attacked.
Jason, you have him shook right now.
I feel attacked. Guess I gotta go buy an Amish. Hey, come on over.
Can't buy an Amish.
Oh, I love it.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Jason.
I mean, you give them money, they show up, they do work.
I know, but it made it seem like you just get to buy them at your own leisure, as if you went shopping for an Amish.
Aren't they outside of Home Depot? Can't you just go?
That's not the Amish.
That's not the Amish. Okay, I didn't know. Because they don't go in Home Depot, because that would be that'd be verboten.
I don't know where they go. I do know they have somebody that drives them there because that's how it works for my Amish housekeeper.
Yeah,
she has somebody who drops her off.
I guess I'll get a housekeeper that wants me.
Conveniently.
And then all of a sudden I'll be pro-Amish.
Conveniently, when that person's ready to pick her up is when she's just all of a sudden magically done with the job, too. But I don't know how you tell me how that works.
Man, I'm the Amish hater.
I love my Amish housekeeper. Not that much, though.
Sounds like she loves you that much. Mm-hmm.
She does a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And thorough.
Yeah, very thorough, sounds like. Jason Stanford on the fan hotline. We'll react to what Stanford had to say about the Cleveland Guardians in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Jason Stanford, very pro-Amish. I don't know anybody that's anti-Amish.
I like that you want to go have dinner with the Amish.
If you've never had Der Dutchman, I don't know what we're doing.
I like that. I also like that. He had you shook a little bit there.
I mean, I was trying to beat the allegations that I'm anti-Amish.
You were caught a little off guard.
Yeah, just because you're so decidedly pro-Amish.
Is that what this is?
You got a housekeeper that's got the hots for you.
She does not have the hots for me.
You make her a sandwich every other week, JP. I say more.
Yeah. And it's got me really turned around as far as the etiquette for what I'm supposed
around.
To do. Yeah,
okay.
For what I'm supposed to do when people enter my house now. If you come over to my house, I'm going to instantly just offer you a turkey sandwich because I make her a sandwich, and now I just think that's the thing you have to do.
And just come over every day at lunch. It's going to save me like 10 bucks.
Sure.
$10 a day, really.
Yeah, if you want to. Yeah.
Wait. You're not going to do this for everyone?
Well, so I told you I'm a little torn in general because so tomorrow I have people coming over. We're getting new carpet in upstairs, right? And so it's a big old deal.
Are these people Amish?
They're not Amish.
Okay.
We we didn't outsource to
so
the Amish.
So at least does not have to worry about these carpet installers
if
having hots
Amish
for you too.
Did carpets?
You saying the Amish don't do carpets?
I don't know that they. Why didn't we? That's a great call. Why didn't we ask our housekeeper if she has some people that will do some carpets?
I think because Elise knows that this Amish housekeeper isn't on the up and up.
We're paying a lot of money for these new carpets that are coming in here. Yeah. Maybe we should have been thinking about this.
I think she knows Sarah Beth or whatever her name is just not very trustworthy.
And I refuse to tell you her name, by the way. You're not getting that out of me. So
it's Anna.
Is it going to be
Anna? Not Anne, not Annie, it's Anna.
They're getting there at like 7 in the morning tomorrow, and they're supposed to be there all day long. Is that bad if I offer them sandwiches at noon?
You know this is my dream, right? My dream is one day I'm so wealthy financially that I can retire young, and then I just have people come over and work on the house, and then I'm the cool guy that's like, hey, there's some Milo sweet iced tea in there. There's a couple brews. There's some Uncrustables. There's a couple sandwiches I made. It's for you guys.
You're going to have just a couple brews. You're going to let them get drunk while doing it?
A couple brews are not going to get, whether it's...
I'm assuming if this is rich Nick Wilson, this thing is stocked.
No, that's my...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
A beer fridge, which is already stocked, I'm not rich.
The moment you let somebody into your beer fridge is the moment that they just got carte blanche.
No. That will not be happening.
I don't want to have like 15 beers while putting my carpet in.
I'm not a cuckold.
Okay.
In my beer fridge, thank you very much.
I don't know.
But would I have like a little cooler just for them, all right, that I wouldn't eat out of? Come on, it's not mine. But that would there be a couple beers there? Like a beer each? Two beers each? A little Andy Dufresne on the roof? Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, so you're not really rich. I'm not really rich either. What's the play here, though? Do I offer them Gatorades? Do I make them turkey sandwiches like my Amish housekeeper?
I mean, you kind of got to offer. If you're doing it for the Amish, you got to do it for...
Is word going to get around? It's like, wait, didn't this guy offer the Amish house cleaner some turkey sandwiches? We've been here for hours and haven't been offered anything.
You know this, the guys that did the carpet in the new house on the one level that we did it, they're big listeners of the station. So they're going to hear, listen.
Oh, we don't want that to be the development either.
Well, but why? Well, don't we want more people listening to our show?
Well, no, that's nice.
Oh, okay.
That part's nice. But if the people that are doing my carpets tomorrow, if they're listeners of the show, then the expectation easily becomes turkey sandwiches and then some.
Yeah, yes. You got to offer it at the least.
I don't even know how many people are going to come tomorrow. If I have like,
I probably text. There's probably like three You're or four Amish. People. You can communicate.
I'm going to be making all sorts of sandwiches.
Well, no, you got to
offer.
Which
I'm prepared for.
You got to offer, and they'll probably say no, but you got to offer to have.
Because, like, they are, like, the odd part about my Amish house cleaner here is that it's like.
Who's got the hots for you?
It's like, she does not have the hots for me.
Okay.
It makes sense on her end. She's just like, hey, you know, the expectation is that you guys make me a sandwich. I'm here so many hours. It is what it is. But, like,
By the way, no, it doesn't make sense. She's hustling you, and it's a great hustle.
She's made it seem like it's just the standard.
You and Elise are such naturally awesome, nice, sweet people. She deduced that, and she's like, I'm going to get a free sandwich out of this.
And she will, as long as she stays working with us.
It's a beautiful hustle, by the way, because she also did. The way she leveraged in is so smart. Such a great manipulation. You know, other houses I go to, I do get a free sandwich.
It's the standard.
As if the money's not enough!
That's how she put it out. Well, that's where this is interesting, though, because...
It's a bamboozle.
The divide I'm having is that for the carpet guys tomorrow, I'm like, you're an adult. You can game plan your breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I know
I should appropriate the same thing, but for some reason, I'm like, well, the Amish have different expectations than what my carpet people have.
I don't know.
It's all about the expectations.
But granted, I think she's got the hots for you because she wants your sandwich every other week.
She definitely does not.
I do worry that you might be sending a signal to these carpet installers. This is why you got to offer, but maybe, you know,
don't push it. The hint if I don't offer Gatorade and water and
sandwiches.
Can we
do anything about that price? Let me show you my sandwich here.
It's like one time I moved apartments when I was in Houston, and the guys that were like, they came to like pick up all the clothes and the dressers and everything like that. And I was like, oh, I'm going to the gas station. You guys want anything? And they listed off like 10 different drinks that I got.
Yeah.
I was like, this is like a $30 enterprise that just happened.
Yeah.
Well, that was that last time I do that, I guess.
Don't arf if you don't mean it. Also,
well, that's right.
How have you not gotten to Uncrustables with the Amish? Is that can the Amish not do that?
I don't know.
Do Uncrustables?
I mean, it's just a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'm sure they could do it.
I mean, that's a little bit derivative in your explanation of Uncrustables, which are pretty awesome.
I don't know what they can and can't do, except I know that they can do turkey sandwiches. That's what they've been offered every week.
Listen, let me put it this way. If I was installing carpet, and no, that's not a euphemism. If I was installing carpet and somebody was like, you want an Uncrustable, that's so much better than like... I mean,
it is cleaner.
Not just cleaner, but you could get the condiments wrong in a sandwich. And by the way, you're going to take... If it's three guys, you're going to take three guys' separate sandwich orders. One guy's got mustard, the other guy's a raw dog in it, and the other guy's got ketchup and mayo.
I mean,
no.
I turn into a Jimmy John's if I start taking orders.
Yeah, well, but again, you've set the precedence with Anna, the Amish housekeeper.
Her name's not Anna.
Of course it isn't. Wink, wink. Wait, do you even know her name? Hey, let's keep this professional, Anna, okay?
Okay. You're never finding out her name.
You're right, because I already found it out.
It's Anna. I love it too much is the problem.
But, I really think it's like a Sarah Beth or something like that. I think it's Anna. But no, you've already opened up Pandora's box, and now these carpet guys who have listened... One, they're going to want to see Anna, and two, they're going to want to see these sandwiches.
I want to hear from Greg. I want to know what the proper etiquette is here. I'm dying to find out what I should be doing tomorrow for these guys that will be at my house all day.
Greg in Cleveland, welcome to the show, buddy.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing very well. Not as well as JP, but doing very well.
Sounds like it. Hey, I've been a pool guy pretty much my whole life.
Nice.
Showing up at people's houses, building pools. You know, if you're there for a couple, 3 hours... You know, seeing a pizza isn't a bad idea.
Ooh.
You know, and I'll just be honest with you, a little more attention to detail.
Yeah.
We got some food in our belly. You know what I'm saying?
It's true. I like the way you're thinking. That's a good. And by the way, pizza's cost controlled because they're not going to care if it's like one of the hot and readies, right? You could get just basic ass pizza, and it's like giving them millions of dollars.
Greg, I would feel kind of hurt if I like made this pizza for them. I was like, oh guys, got some pizza down there, and then I just came back hours later, and no one.
You order it.
We actually showed up at a house one time. We built two pools that day, so we went somewhere in the morning. Showed up to sausage, biscuits, and gravy. Fastest pool we ever built.
I gotta say, I might have to get into the pool building business if we're doing sausage, gravy, and biscuits. Greg, we appreciate you.
Thank you,
Greg.
For
a second, I thought he was saying he was a cabana boy. I'm like, now that's the life.
That's a sweet gig, too.
Yeah, I take care of pools and cougars. And sausage, gravy, and biscuits. Life is good.
Well, now I have to do something.
Yeah, sausage, gravy, and biscuits.
Well, now I feel bad for my Amish housekeeper. I feel like turkey sandwich isn't good enough.
I mean, I would say the money's good enough.
Apparently. Yeah. That's what I thought, too.
I think
but
she's
apparently,
skimming the system. These carpet installation people, I think, we got to take care of them.
Carry out pizza? I was thinking like a simple oven pizza. I wasn't thinking anything fancy here.
Yeah, you're right. You could give them. I'm offended now.
What's wrong with oven pizza?
It's $10 to get a pizza that you can go get and bring back.
What's wrong with an oven pizza?
What's wrong with an oven pizza?
I like oven pizza. I eat oven pizza all the time.
Feed that to your Amish gal, not to the carpet installation crew professionals.
Yeah, they're going
to
drop sauce all over my new carpet.
The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.